down there. All right. Well, we've got our next head coach lined up. Midview head coach Luke Beal is posing for this photo op. And these are always so weird now because you got to be 6 feet apart. Jared Kozar asked to get the extra wide lens.
Hey, doesn't help.
You know what? We both got a face made for radio. There's a reason there's no television camera here, Coach.
I'm perfect for radio.
Coach, how are you?
Good. Great.
Well, this is such a strange calendar year. And for you, I mean, this isn't your first rodeo as a head coach, but it's your first year walking the sidelines for Midview. How have things been different for the Middies over the last 10 days?
Well, the nice thing the last 10 days is that seemed to be more normal. You know, we've kind of gotten back to at least practicing. So it's been, you know, really the last couple of months that have been just strange. And, you know, I got the job at Midview. It was about 2 weeks before everything really kind of locked down. So I had just, you know, I had just barely met the kids and was just starting to get to know the coaches and new situation. You're really excited. And then, you know, just the world turns upside down. So so it was really odd, you know, in like April and May, you know, trying to get to know the kids through, you know, the Google Meets and Zoom meetings and trying to put names and faces together. And I can remember at 11 o'clock in the morning, you're doing a Zoom call with them and looks like they're still in bed, you know, and you're trying to figure out, okay, now which one's this, who's this? So, so the nice thing was, you know, at that point, you know, we didn't know what we were going to be able to do this summer. So being able to start the workouts, in June and July, and then being able to actually start practice in August, that's been, for me, that's been great. Cause you know, it's kind of like a little bit of normalcy in kind of a crazy world. So getting to know the kids and you know, getting, you know, having a chance to get to know them and implement the new program. It's been, that's been really rewarding here over the last week or so.
I want to talk about some of these kids individually, but, you know, what is it about this group that you see right away in practice? Because you're inheriting a group that really turned things around from the season before. In 2018, just had the one win, but last year, five victories on the season, so really kind of turned things around. And it all started with a victory over Elyria in the opening week last year. What are some things that you see that really kind of stand out about this group?
Yeah, it's, you know, one thing they're definitely a hard-working group. You know, we've, you know, throughout the summer, you know, it's been kind of odd, but we have been able to do, you know, a lot of conditioning and trying to, you know, one of our big goals after, you know, after the kids being off and being shut down is we wanted to, you know, really make a commitment this summer to, you know, making sure we're in shape. We're like, that's one thing, you know, we can't be in the weight room as much as we would like, but, you know, one thing we can do is make sure that we're in shape. You know, we weren't sure how soon we'd be able to do the X's and O's stuff. So, you know, they really bought into that. And you can tell that they want to work. The attitude has been excellent. You know, they've I'm sure that, you know, the way I'm doing things is different than the way they've done them in the past. But it's still, you know, they're very open minded, you know, and they're I think that their expectations are, OK, it's time for, you know, Midview to be back to the way that Midview historically has been. So so, you know, you can tell they're really open. They're really hardworking. The attitude has been really good. And I think they're expecting, you know, they're expecting success. So, you know, they've had, you know, a couple of years where things have not been what they would want. So I think that now they're ready, you know, they're ready to take that next step. So they've been a lot of fun to work with. You know, there's a good mix. The senior class is a smaller group, but there's some kids there that have played. The junior class, there were a lot of those guys that had gotten some varsity experience last year. And then, you know, the sophomore class as well is a really promising group. So so right now we're just trying to figure out, you know, where all the pieces are falling. And, you know, we've got some seniors that are competing for spots. We got some young kids that are competing for spots. So so that's where we're at right now. And it's just that part of it's kind of a challenge without having scrimmages, you know. So we're still kind of practicing, you know, just with ourselves. And especially with a new program and with some new coaches, you know, that it would be nice to have those scrimmages. But right now we're just happy just to be practicing. So we'll figure all that out.
Well, one of the reasons the expectations will be a little bit higher, too, the play of Ethan Surdock. As a sophomore, he was a really good quarterback last year for the Middies. What do you see in him in the early stages of practice that have you excited about his play in his junior season?
Well, there's always a nice change. You tend to see a good change from kids from their sophomore year to their junior year just in general. You know, they get bigger, they get more confident. And I think Ethan has done some things where he's definitely gotten bigger in the offseason. But I think his confidence is probably the big thing, you know, having played, you know, his whole sophomore season. And, you know, at that part, he was just kind of a sophomore just playing with the older guys. Well, now he's the person that, you know, when we're in the huddle that everybody's looking to. So So I think the confidence is definitely there. And you know, we're really interested in seeing what type of a leader he's going to be. I think he's got excellent leadership potential. So, but yeah, you feel really lucky having a kid that was a 10-game starter as a sophomore. You know, going into a new program, knowing who your quarterback is probably going to be, that makes everything kind of easier. And he's a really good athlete. You know, so a lot of the things we're doing, we can kind of build around him, kind of knowing what we're working with. So that makes it easier when you've got a kid, a quarterback that's got experience, and now he's playing with confidence. So, yeah, we're really excited to see what he can do.
Well, and it seems like you guys have quite a bit coming back when it comes to playing the trenches on the offensive side of things, Jacob Schmitz, and on the defensive side of things, Bryce Sanders as well. So what stands out about those two?
Those two right now, I would say, are guys that are really anchoring what we're doing up front. Both of them have tremendous work ethic. I think they're going to both be great leaders for us. They're guys that have had some experience. Both of them have had a really good camp so far. So, and that's a spot where we don't have a ton of you know, monstrous big linemen, but we have a lot of guys with good size, guys that move well. That's a position where we've got pretty good depth. We've got a lot of good younger kids that are kind of pushing guys at those spots. So, what we're doing up front is different in terms of scheme wise and things like that. But it seems like they're picking it up really quickly. Bryce and Jacob both have, they really stepped up in terms of leadership. They both seem to really have fun, playing. Bryce is probably going to be somebody that's going to be really good for us on both sides of the ball. Jacob is definitely somebody offensively with experience. So, and then, you've got some other seniors and juniors kind of filtering in. But, yeah, those guys definitely should anchor us up front.
Good stuff. Again, Luke Beal, Midview head coach, joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst for our high school football coaches preview show. Well, I know it's still kind of early in camp, but who are some of the guys you think that maybe Surdock may be turning and handing the ball to in the backfield?
Yeah, we have, right now we've got kind of a whole host of guys in the backfield that, and we're kind of waiting to see who's going to kind of really step up. We've got Tyler Smith, who had started for us as a sophomore at linebacker. He's kind of mixing in there. Tim Henson, one thing that's a little bit different for these kids is we will get under center a little bit. We'll get in the eye a little bit, which Midview has not done, at least not for a while. So, having a true fullback, having a true tight end. And then we've got kids like Matt McMahon, Joe Candela, Isaac Vince. So we've got a whole host of different guys that are kind of competing at that running back spot, and they're all doing a really good job. So it's just a matter now of seeing, when we do get into some live action, seeing which one really is going to step up. But none of those guys really, some of them had a little bit of experience offensively last year, but that's one thing that will be fun to watch, which one really kind of decides to take those positions, or especially the running back position, and make it their own. So that's one thing we still haven't quite figured out yet, but all of them have potential. They're all kids that run hard and are physical, and that's what we like.
Any underclassmen that kind of stand out in practice to this point?
We've had a few. We've had some linemen that are kind of stepping up and are competing for spots. We've got a few young linemen, Dylan Sees. We got Josh Matizik, who are both linemen, and you can tell the linemen when you're running your older kids on offense, and it's like they're guys that are screwing up your blocking schemes. It's like, okay, those are the guys that we need to have on this side of the ball. And then we've got some juniors, Stephen Hawkins and Bryce Newton, who played quite a bit last year. Those are some juniors that we're definitely gonna expect to see big things from. Mason Kuchera is a sophomore that's been working some in the slot. He's been working some at and defensively working with the older group. So, and again, I'm still getting to know these kids, so I feel bad mentioning a lot of names because I might be leaving some kids out. But those are some ones that those are some of the younger kids that definitely have stood out for us so far.
Well, being a head coach, certainly nothing new to you. We talked about that at the beginning of the interview. I mean, not long ago, you were roaming the sidelines for Brunswick, but, of course, you come to Midview after spending some time as a defensive coordinator at Buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
You see any similarities between the two programs who have had some success in the past decade?
With Buckeye and Midview?
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids are very similar, and it's I really enjoyed the 3 years that I had at Buckeye. Greg Dennison is a great guy to work with. And it was kind of nice because as a head coach, most of my career, I've been focused on the offense. So being able to be a defensive coordinator for 3 years, you learn a lot, and it was that was really good for me. I think I grew as a coach. But one of the things that was really attractive, the Midview job, is I knew that those kids were going to be really similar to the type of kids that we had at Buckeye, and really to the type of kids we had at Brunswick as well. You know, it's a lot of blue collar type kids. You know, hardworking, physical. So you know, we had those at Brunswick. We had them at Buckeye, and definitely at Midview. You know, we did last Friday was our first day of contact, and we did kind of a fun hitting drill. And the Midview kids loved it, you know, and they did a great job with it. So it's like, okay, I'm in the right place. You know, these are definitely physical kids that love football, and I've been blessed. You know, a lot of the schools I've been at, that we've had that type of kid. So hopefully that'll carry over into Friday nights. We'll see.
Hopefully it carries into the Friday night 2 weeks from this Friday, yeah. And hopefully we'll get the ball rolling there, and we'll have plenty of high school football be played this season. Coach Beal, thanks for coming by.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Great catching up.
Yeah.
Look forward to catching up throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, thank you.
Midview head coach Lou.